Welcome to Audio 1A, Resonance with Freedom to Be Your True Self. This is Tara Chambers, and we're going to give thanks to Rudolph for all the wisdom that we got from his experience, and we are going to transmute it and replace it with higher possibilities where it is safe, it's beneficial, it's okay for us to be in alignment with who we really are. It's okay for us to love ourselves as we naturally are. And it is our birthright to know that no matter how we were born, red nose or not, that we are perfect exactly as we are. So before we begin, I want to explain that I'll be working with lots of frequencies. I'll be using the frequencies of essential oils as they have the highest frequency of anything in nature. They also have divine intelligence and they know what your body and higher self need way more than I or we do. As I use them on myself, you will also receive their frequency as we are all connected. And at the same time, you are more than free to use your own essential oils, and I highly recommend that. My preference is the original company Young Living, yet I am all for you using whatever is a match for you. Just make sure they are safe, as not all oils are created equally. The oils offer so much help because they raise our frequency, and the higher our frequency, the higher frequency of possibilities can show up in our lives. They also release unconscious resistance that we are not aware of, supporting us receiving even more benefits. I will be using sound frequencies. I will be calling upon many beings of light, such as the dragons who I love, the angels, the unicorns, and more as I feel guided. To me, they are all under the source energy umbrella as well as the vibrational medicine umbrella. I am also very much influenced by matrix energetics, and I will be using lots of open-ended questions. These questions are not to be answered by your mind, because as soon as we do that, we limit the potential possibility and we create a limited particle reality. It's much more powerful to allow the universe to answer it and simply notice what shows up. When we ask an open-ended question that our left brain can't answer, that really annoys our left brain. And our left brain is like, right brain, you take it. So that opens the door to the right brain where limitless possibilities and what some people call miracles and magic exist. Patriarchal society has valued our left brain and logic way more than our intuitive side, our hearts, and our right brain. And therefore, our left brain has oppressed our right brain. So these open-ended questions really help us tap into that right brain territory. And then the oils with their high frequencies allow us to get the highest result from our right brain, because it will give us the result that we're resonant with getting. So the higher our resonance, the higher the result. So I encourage you all to play with open-ended questions because you will discover how powerful you really are. Open-ended questions can look like, I wonder how these oils can benefit me. And when you leave that door wide open, rather than, oh, the book says oregano will do this and this, which kind of limits what oregano can do, then the oils can have a party with you and create results that the book doesn't even know are possible. Other open-ended questions can look like, well, what would it feel like if I knew I was safe being my true self? Once again, your left brain can't answer that, but your right brain can come up with many possibilities of what it will feel like. And then when we say, and all out of alignment with that, whatever that is for you and your body and your higher self, all out of alignment with that, we offer to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and gratitude or whatever else you want to put into your soup. Or you could ask, what would it take for me to be resonant with I am a divine being of light? And your body and your right brain will gather lots of information such as it would need to release many trapped emotions of unworthy. It would need to release tribal programs that women are unworthy and second class. And so we can go quantum and simply once again say, an awe out of alignment with me resonating with I am a divine being of light. I offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and worthiness. And then you could ask another open-ended question on top of that, such as, and then how would my bank account grow as a result of that new vibration in my cells? And simply release that to the universe and see how the money comes flowing in towards you. And at the same time, patterns of consciousness here and there might be a little sticky and not so willing to go quantum or release with ease. Perhaps there's a ton of unconscious fear around stepping into worthiness and your true power. And it might show up as a physical situation in your body, which is just your body saying, hey, take a look at this. There's a block here. Something's not moving. It got stuck. And so sometimes we can go laser focused and be like, okay, what's that trapped emotion or what's that belief there? And we'll have to play with it in a more detective way. So I mix it up. I'm going to go big picture and quantum, and I'm also going to go detailed and nitty gritty so that all those voices of sadness or pain or feeling devalued really get heard. They get to express themselves rather than having to hide and be buried in your cells, which over time will show up as a physical condition. So before we jump in, make sure you have plenty of water with you, because water is a conduit of energy and your cells will be shifting lots. So they need to be well hydrated. Otherwise, you could create a headache or other situations, which is not fun. Make sure you have your empowered decisions and intentions in your heart and written down, and allow yourself the flexibility to change them as you gain more clarity and connection to your heart and all that brings you joy. And make sure you are in a quiet, peaceful environment while listening to these audios, whether you're lying down on your bed, while you're sitting in a meditative pose, or whether you're listening to your iPad and you're walking through nature. Simply choose the environment that is most optimal for you. And now it's time to go on a wonderful ride. So you're going to notice that a magic carpet suddenly flies in into your space. And this carpet is magical. This carpet is divine. And this carpet is here to serve you. So I encourage you to get on this magic carpet ride and just allow it to take you to what I call the island of true place. We're going to all meet on the island of true place so that we are one, that we are connected, and our minds love to have something physical and tangible to hold on. So I want you to think of this as an island in the Atlantic Ocean. And this island is a fifth dimensional vibration. And as you're on this magic carpet ride, you can see how the frequency of the air changes as you're leaving behind the denser third dimensional energy. It's taking you through the third to the fourth. And then eventually we're going to arrive on this island of true place, which is a fifth dimensional vibration, even though we may not always be in a fifth dimensional place. That's okay. This island is here to serve us. This island is one of pure love and acceptance, exactly as you are. There are no tribes. There are no rules to obey. When people are in this fifth dimensional vibration of love and acceptance, all falls in place. All falls in line with harmony. There are no need for doctors and lawyers because everybody respects and loves everybody else. Nobody's harming anybody else. And because everybody's living in their true place, in alignment with what brings them joy, in alignment with their life purpose, wellness and ease and grace just show up in their bodies. So as you take your first steps off of this magic carpet ride, it might feel different. It might feel all warm and fuzzy. And your heart might feel tickled because it's been wanting this feeling for so long. So I encourage you to explore and to look around. You can notice the ocean is right there. You're free to go into it whenever you desire. You can notice the magical waterfall. And you might notice a bunch of beautiful, magical dragons flying around, and fairies and unicorns. All the beings who live on Earth but have to hide behind the veil on Earth because it hasn't been safe for them to be truly seen for who they are. But they know they're safe here, and they know that all the people who travel here only have pure intentions for themselves, others, and the planet. All the animals are happy. They have access to sunlight and clean water and clean air. They live as sovereign beings. They live a life of joy and freedom and wellness and love. All the vegetables and the trees and the plants are happy. They are their true selves. They are not imprisoned with pesticides, chemicals, or GMOs. They are their true self, and therefore their true power, their true healing energies come to the forefront. You can hear the sounds of crickets, which is sound healing energy of self-love. They actually work with the dusky pink dragon of Andromeda, who infuses the energy of self-love and acceptance. So let's just invite that pink dusky dragon from Andromeda to come to each and every one of you to help you resonate with pure love and acceptance for yourself as you are. And knowing that you don't need to be a certain way or to be a certain person or to do a certain thing in order to be lovable. You were born, you are worthy as you are. You are born, you are a divine being of light. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. There are no conditions to obey. You simply are a divine being of light. People see you for who you really are on this island of true place. You are accepted for who you truly are on this island of true place. And there is room for everybody to shine brightly on this island of true place because everyone's going to have their unique gifts that the whole world can benefit from. And even though there might be 10 actors, you are each going to be unique actors, and there's going to be a role that is perfect for each and every one of you. This whole concept of competition does not exist because there is enough for everyone. There is a place for everyone. And this island of true place has that divine consciousness as Mother Earth herself does have. And she simply expands this island of true place to allow for more souls to come when they are ready, when they feel guided. And in time, this island of true place will expand so much that it becomes a continent of oneness, which is a 12th dimensional vibration, and we'll get there when we get there. Okay, so now that you've gotten a feel for the island of true place and you've explored it and checked out the ocean and the waterfall and the meadow and the trees and the dragons and all sorts of other cool things, it's time to get back to Rudolph and all the wisdom that he gave us. So I'm going to grab my grounding oil and I'm going to drop one drop on my non-dominant hand, and you want to allow the oil to come out of the bottle. You don't want to touch the opening. You just want to allow it to come to you. Whether you get one drop or three drops, your body and the oils know exactly what is the perfect amount for you. I actually got two drops. I'm going to breathe that in, and I'm going to take my right hand and do three clockwise circles to wake up the oil and say thank you for playing with us. I'm going to place it on my lower back with the intention that it go to my root chakra, and I'm connecting all the way to the center of Mother Earth, and likewise, I'm placing this oil on the bottom of my feet. You can just imagine your bare feet planted on Mother Earth, or you can just touch a tree on the island, whatever is the best way for you to literally earth with Mother Earth on the island of True Place. And as those three grounding cords from the bottom of our feet and the bottom of our root chakra go firmly into the center crystal core of Mother Earth, we're going to invite the air and earth dragon to take those empowering dreams, those empowering decisions, those empowering intentions that we made for ourselves, where we are living in alignment with what brings us joy. We are living our life purpose. Whatever that is for you, we're going to thank the earth and air dragon for also grounding those intentions and decisions into Mother Earth along with our own energy. And as we connect to that center core crystal in Mother Earth, we automatically receive her healing, grounding, nurturing energy, coming up those cords, coming up those roots to the bottom of our feet, all the way through our legs, past our knees, all the way up to our root chakra, climbing up, passing our heart chakra, climbing up, connecting to our crown chakra and opening up our crown chakra. And without even asking, the crystal yellow dragon comes right to us, and it helps disperse any energies that aren't serving us around our crown chakra so that our crown chakra is a bright beaming star of light. And then the unicorns come and see those bright lotus leaves shining now that they've been dusted off, and they take that lotus leaf and they connect it to energy vortexes in the universe where we just download and we remember who we really are. And we download our true self. We reconnect with our true self. So thanking the unicorns and the crystal yellow dragon for that. And now we make a huge direct connection to source energy, where we receive the divine wisdom, the divine guidance, the divine love, the divine light. And it just pours through our crown chakra, through every chakra in our body, going all the way down. So we have two flows of energy. We have life force energy coming up from Mother Earth, and we have light source energy coming down from source, breathing that oil in. And we thank both Mother Earth and Source and the oil for embodying all the wisdom that we receive on a cellular level in all 12 chakras and all of our meridians in every cell of our body, in our aura, in our energy field. And we thank all these intentions that we planted in Mother Earth for being nurtured and watered and receiving the full sunshine that they need to grow in the most optimal, beautiful way in a paradigm of grace, ease, and joy. I'm going to place a drop of acceptance oil on my non-dominant hand. I'm going to breathe that in. Remember to put the cap in your oils so they don't oxidate. I'm going to do three clockwise circles with my dominant hand and thank the acceptance for playing with us and thanking it for doing all that it knows that our bodies need, that our hearts want, so that they can be open and connect to our purpose, our passion, and all that brings us joy. I'm going to massage the sore spot, which is below the shoulder, doesn't matter which side. Or you can tap on your karate chop point. And I'm going to speak on behalf of Rudolph, and your body wisdom is going to identify all the childhood experiences or all the parallel universe experiences or past life experiences, if you believe in that, even experiences in utero, whatever it is, your body will find what is applicable to you. So even though I don't fit in, I feel different, my nose is red, it shines in ways that others are uncomfortable with. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And I choose to know that it's okay, that it's actually all perfect. And what would it take for me to fully love every part of me? What would it take for me to know that everything that my body is showing me, every headache, every knee pain, every this, every that, is simply a loving message from my body wanting a better possibility for me? What if I could replace all that anger towards my body, or that, oh, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that, and simply accept it as it is? And all out of alignment with me accepting my body as it is, I'm going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and acceptance. Inviting the dusky pink dragon from Andromeda to surround me with that frequency of self-love, self-acceptance as I am right now. And then how many patterns of I'm not good enough, how many patterns of I'm not worthy, how many patterns of I have to be like X, Y, and Z in order to be accepted by the tribe could just instantly melt from my body and fall into Mother Earth, where she can just transmute it all and can replace it once again with divine love and self-love and self-acceptance as we are, red nose or not. And whole body wisdom, please identify all those parts in me that had to hide, not only from other people in order to be accepted by the tribe, but that had to hide from me in my own body because it wasn't okay for them to be seen. It wasn't okay for the sadness, the emotional pain, the heartbreak to be seen. I had to put on a happy face. I had to look acceptable. Couldn't show my true colors. And all those parts of us that felt it was even too painful and difficult to do that, who felt that they had to hide far away, miles away, somewhere in the universe, because it just wasn't safe to be who they truly were. Offering them an energetic cord of love with a welcome home sign on it, saying, just grab onto this welcome home sign and we'll just pull you in if you choose. All you have to do is say yes. We want you to know that things are changing. We are on the island of true place. It is safe to be who you are. It is safe to express all your feelings. It is safe to express your opinions. It is safe to express your dreams for yourself, your big, bold, amazing dreams. This is the place where everybody cheers you on. All that pain in the past where people said, oh, that'll never happen. Good luck with that. No, that is the past. Things are changing now. We are up leveling to new possibilities. Okay, so just gently pulling you in, and you're free to come as close as you want, and you're free to release and just come steps closer rather than miles closer or all the way home. It's your choice. You are always free. And we have only pure love and compassion for you. We respect whatever divine timing is for you. But all the pieces of ourselves that left our body to not be accepted for who we were. I'm letting you know it's safe now. As a matter of fact, it is encouraged that you sing your true song, that you write your true book. Just inviting frequency 8 to allow for integration for that to take place. Breathing in the oil. Sending some sound waves of love. Inviting the magenta dragon to fly and guide you towards your home. The magenta dragon helps you remember who you really are. The magenta dragon helps you bring forth all your soul wisdom from this and past lives. This dragon works with Archangel Mariel. Okay, and as all those fragments of ourselves have been coming in, either closer or all the way home within our body, we're going to give them a voice. I'm going to grab my release oil, and we're going to tap out on all the meridian points. You can just receive this, and I am connected to you, or you can tap as you please. Just giving all those fragments a voice. Wasn't safe to be who I was. I was constantly rejected. I was made fun of. I was bullied. I wasn't allowed to join in the reindeer games. I was shamed. And it was just too painful. And it was too sad. Because I just wanted to have fun with everybody else. I just wanted to be loved by everybody else. And I didn't want to hurt anybody else. And so why others hurt me was just too painful. It was a shock to my system. I was just an innocent kid. And I didn't understand what was going on around me. And how others could be so mean. Just truly heartbreaking. But maybe they're right. Maybe things are different. Maybe this island of true place is safe. Maybe I can really connect with who I really am and allow it to grow and expand in magical ways beyond what I can even imagine right now. So maybe it's okay for me to trust. Maybe it's okay for me to take baby steps as I choose so I can always feel safe. Maybe it's okay to trust all these sounds that I'm hearing and know that they're simply clearing all that cellular memory, all the pain, all the sadness, and all the fear around not being accepted. Releasing all that fear from my body and replacing all of these emotions with divine love and light and connection to my heart and all that brings me joy. Maybe I don't have to be strong all the time and just hide my feelings and act as if everything's okay. Maybe I don't have to do what everybody says I have to do. Maybe I don't have to learn how to move my ears like elf ears. Maybe my ears can be as they are. Maybe my nose can be as it is. And maybe I can show others my dentistry book. Maybe I can show others my artwork and just know that I painted this from a place of love and passion and that some people will love it and others will be like, yeah, whatever. And it's all okay, because maybe it's not my job to create the artwork that everybody in the world loves. Maybe it is just my responsibility to shine my light and to create that artwork and to create the healing frequencies in that artwork. And the people who are a match to it will be magically drawn to it. And it serves its purpose completely. I get to express my heart and soul and enjoy all the beauty that I create. And others get to experience it and enjoy it as well. And maybe if only 40% on the planet appreciate it, maybe that is huge. Maybe that is millions of people, or hundreds of thousands of people, or whatever it is. And it makes a huge impact on the planet. Maybe I really am that important. Maybe I really am that special. And maybe I really do have a huge, important purpose on this planet. Maybe I am a huge piece of the puzzle. And what would it take for me to connect with all the pieces of the puzzle that support me expressing my big piece of the puzzle that creates this fifth-dimensional planet and reality for all, for myself, for the animals, for all? Maybe it's time to rebuild that inner core strength that I was born with, that got fractured away here and there through all those painful life experiences. Maybe it's time to step up into my power and know who I really am. Maybe it's time to follow my heart without a care of what others think. Maybe it's time for me to just know and trust that my heart actually had all the answers all along. And that it is okay for me to follow them and to acknowledge them and to hear the voice of my higher self, to hear the voice of my true self, to hear the voice of my guides who have been loving me and supporting me this whole entire time. Maybe it's okay for me to express the truth of who I really am. Maybe it's okay for me to draw a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns around Halloween, some which have happy faces and some which have sad faces, because maybe that's just the truth, that there are going to be great times and there are going to be sad times, and it's just all part of life. Maybe I can stand up to the teacher who told me it wasn't okay to express sadness. Maybe it's okay for me to stand up and say, even though I'm only in first grade, I have a right to express the truth of the planet, that there are some people who are happy and there are some people who are starving and don't know if they're going to survive the next day, and they don't always feel happy. Maybe it's okay to express that sadness for them, and the sadness that I feel knowing that not everybody is in a paradigm of grace and ease and joy right now. Maybe it's time to stand up and say, this is who I am, and this is what the world is, and it's okay for me to express it, and it's okay for me to shine light on some of the not so pretty things that are going on so that we can make a difference. We have choice. We can make new decisions. We can create a new world. We can create paradigm shifts. And maybe we can release all those patterns from the tribe where it's not okay to look at that. It's not okay to see the truth of that. Maybe it's okay to look at it and see it exactly for what it is. And to be like, okay, this is where things are. And how can we make things different? How can we make things better for all? The planet, the animals, the plants, the whales, the dolphins, the plankton. All of it, the oceans, all of it. So anything out of alignment with us feeling safe to express ourselves, to express who we are, what our passions are, what our dreams are for ourselves, and to simply express the raw truth as it is. Knowing that is our birthright. Anything out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted. We're going to replace that with divine love and light and freedom to be our true selves. Freedom to speak the truth. Freedom to express the truth. And all those feelings of fear around that, oh no, the tribe's not going to like that, you're breaking the rules, all that fear, we're just going to take that fear, we're going to offer it to the quantum field. To be transmuted. And we're going to replace that with divine love, divine love, divine love. Angelic protection. And knowing that we are already safe. Drink some water. Inviting frequency 8. Inviting frequency 3. I'm going to grab some Believe oil. I'm going to place a drop. 2 drops came out. Breathing it in. For all of us, it is so divine. 3 clockwise circles. Thank you, Believe, for playing with us. I'm going to place it on my heart chakra. I'm going to place it on my throat chakra. Okay, so body wisdom, please identify and gather all those pieces of us that thought we were a flawed being, that thought something was wrong with us. Okay, and what if we took all these patterns where we're flawed, we're not good enough, we're not this, we're not that enough, we're not 100% perfect. And what if we took these patterns and we just flip them way high in the sky, so high that an eagle comes and takes these patterns and takes them all the way up to source energy, where they are just bathed in this golden light. And then they just fall down in the sky right through our crown chakra, and they reconfigure in our cells as I am enough as I am. I've been more than enough the whole entire time. I am a divine being of light. I am source energy. I am an aspect of God, universe, source energy, whatever word you want to use. That is who I truly am. That is who we all truly are. Anything hanging on out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted. We're going to replace that with divine love and light and gratitude for being recognized and seen for who we truly are. What would it take for us to know that we're good enough to make Santa's team as we are? What would it take for us to know that we are good enough to live our life purpose? It's in our hearts for a reason. We feel this divine fire, this divine inspiration for a reason. And any aspects of us that are not connected to that, because there's so much fear clogging our hearts still, we're going to invite the Emerald Dragon. We're going to thank these Emerald Dragons for aligning us with our true fifth dimensional blueprint. For aligning us with our true self, for helping us release all those emotions of fear and unworthy, so that our hearts can create an energy vortex of love within itself, starting really small and then growing bigger and bigger and bigger as any trapped emotions in our heart wall just fall by the wayside. Piece by piece, step by step, or You know, if you want to go quantum, go quantum. And then boom, just create that heart center of complete love right now. Whatever route your body chooses, it's all good. It's all a step in the right direction. Any judgment around needing to go quantum and fast or step by step, we're going to release all that judgment. We're going to offer it some sound. So that it is okay for our body to move forward as it chooses. There is no force here. All freedom. And then we thank Archangel Raphael for infusing that emerald light through our crown chakra to every cell in our body so that our physical body is in alignment with who we really are and living our life at the fullest expression as our true selves. The Emerald Dragon slowly releases the veil that has been keeping us from seeing the truth of who we really are. What would it take for all of us to feel safe expressing our truth, standing our ground and saying no when we really mean no, and saying yes to what truly inspires us and brings us joy? What would it take for us to feel 100% strong and grounded in who we are and to simply not care what others had to say when we were expressing our truth? And all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and gratitude for our thoughts coming from our throat and out our mouth to be heard and received by others. Any past incidences where you were shamed for doing such a thing, any fear as a result of being shamed or rejected or insulted or laughed upon, all that stuff, we're going to just offer it to the ocean. And we're just going to toss in the waves and allow the waves, that energy vortex of the waves, to completely transmute it. Yeah, we're going to replace it with, I am worthy of being heard. I have an important message and it deserves to be heard. The world deserves to hear my message as well. It's my time to stand up and speak my truth. I'm done with the tribe squashing me down. I'm done with the tribe telling me what I can say and what I can do. It's my time to stand strong in my light, to shine my bright star, to be who I really am. And in that strong posture, how many trapped emotions of shame can no longer reside in that strong posture? How many of them just can melt off my body, go all the way down to my bottom of the feet, and just go right into Mother Earth where she can transmute it and replace it with, I am a divine being of light. How can you be shamed when you are a divine being of light? So just releasing all that shame. I'm going to take a drop of white angelica to help release that shame. And replace that space with divine love and light. And all the guilt that I trapped in my body for having these other passions that weren't okay, or having these other thoughts that weren't okay, or having these other belief systems and dreams that weren't okay. All the guilt for exploring them or looking at my dentistry book when others said, no, it's only okay for you to make toys. All that guilt, we're just gonna offer it to the ocean, that magical ocean that comes right up to shore. We're just gonna toss those trapped emotions of guilt into the ocean, and once again, allow the waves to heal them, transmute them, and we're going to replace the space in our body with, I deserve all the blessings of the universe. I deserve all the freedom in the universe. I deserve to be who I am. I deserve to follow what brings me joy. I deserve to live a life of joy and passion and love. And all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and freedom. Okay, and so those former energetic handcuffs were just taking the key that a dove just gave me, and I'm just taking the key and I'm releasing all these handcuffs of who you had to be so that you are free to be who you really are. You can take those handcuffs and you can dig a hole and you can bury them in Mother Earth in the island of the true place, and she will transmute them and turn them into gold. Or you can take those handcuffs and you can throw them into the ocean, and the water and the salt will just dissolve them. And they will turn into nutrients for the fish. So replacing that those energetic handcuffs with pure freedom to walk your path, freedom to speak your truth, freedom to say no guilt-free, freedom to say yes with joy without having to apologize for putting yourself first. So any tribal programs where you have to follow the tribe, take care of everybody else in tribe, it's not okay, follow your dreams and put yourself first. That program we are just offering to the quantum field right now with lots of sound to transmute it. And we're going to replace it with the divine wisdom from the airlines. Place your oxygen mask on yourself first before helping others. Take care of your life needs first. Create a healthy give and receive energy. You're constantly giving to everybody else, taking care of everybody else. You're last on your list. It's time to take that list, erase your name from the bottom, and to place it up on the top. And then how will all the other things on your list just reconfigure and slide down the list? And how will all your cells reconfigure knowing that you are number one on your own list? How will your cells feel joy and happiness to be number one? Anything holding on that is out of alignment with you putting yourself first, we're going to offer that to the quantum field another last time to be transmuted. We're going to replace that with divine love and light and gratitude for putting yourself first. Breathe that in. Drink some water. Yes, maybe it's okay for me to find the perfect shoes where my feet feel comfortable. Maybe I don't have to wear a certain kind of shoes with a 3-inch heel in order to be accepted in the dance competition. Maybe I can put myself first and say my body comes first, my spine comes first, my knees come first, and these are the shoes that I'm going to wear when I dance. Maybe comfort and wellness is more important than doing a certain thing to maintain a certain image to gain respect from the tribe. Maybe that quote, respect from the tribe, is not based on true, authentic love and acceptance. Maybe it's a contrived respect based on a bunch of rules, which were based on a bunch of fear. So when we can let go of that whole paradigm of rules based on fear, and create quote rules from the heart. Rules from our higher self, which always have us first and always have our life purpose as our center point and place that we are aiming for. True place. Any patterns where image comes ahead of health and wellness and love. We're just going to offer that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we are going to replace it with divine love and light and wellness. And what if respect was just a natural result of putting ourselves first and being a great example to others to guide them to put themselves first? What if we gained respect for things that were truly respectable? What if we knew that the more that we stepped into our power and the more we shined our bright lights, that we were actually helping the world experience more light? And that the whole myth of there's not enough room for everybody to shine brightly is just a myth. And what if we could take that myth and dig a hole in the ground and bury it and allow Mother Earth to transmute it? Maybe others have red noses hidden underneath their brown noses. Maybe there was just so much dust that their red noses didn't show. And maybe as we all learn to shine our light brightly, we realize that we all had red noses. All of us. It's just that Rudolph got there a little faster than we did. Okay, placing a drop of inspiration, my favorite oil, on my non-dominant hand, doing 3 clockwise circles with my dominant hand and placing that on my heart. What would it take for my heart to be wide open and to feel safe being wide open, to feel every emotion that I have, to express everything that I had to bury in my life so that it can be freed from my body? Then how would my heart see with newfound clarity what my joy is? And maybe what I thought my joy was 20 minutes ago is all of a sudden old news. And maybe it's okay for me to make a new decision right now where I want to go. And now I'm going to take highest potential, breathing it in, yum. Do my 3 clockwise circles. I'm going to place this on my power center, on my third chakra, my stomach area, and my sacral chakra, creation, creativity, birthing my creations into the world, birthing my new path, walking my life purpose. So, what would it take for me to be resonant on a cellular level, on a all 12 chakra level, with accepting myself for who I am, having permission to love myself as I am? Any tribal rules and patterns where it's not okay to love yourself, it's considered greedy and selfish, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field right now to be transmuted, and we're going to replace that with self-love, 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 divine love, divine love, divine love. And pure acceptance of who I am, and knowing that I am worthy and deserving of loving myself as I am. Breathe that in. Any fear around letting go of the security of the tribe and believing that the tribe is going to keep you safe, we're just going to offer all of that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted. We're going to replace that with I am strong in who I am. The universe, totally super strong, and has me in its hand. That's how safe and important and special I am. Drink some water. There's no limitations here. Everything is possible. You have the whole world in front of you. You have your whole life in front of you. It's yours to create and do with as you please. And any belief systems that say, oh, that's not true, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with divine love and light. And yes, the truth that yes, you can create new things in the planet. You can create new possibilities in the planet. You can create your own dream gig for yourself. You can create what has not yet been created. That's how magical and powerful you are. Your imagination is limitless. Simply connect in with your true authentic self, which leads to your true power. Connect with the universe, your divine feminine energy, knowing you are worthy, you are valuable, you are important. The world deserves to experience all that you have to offer, connecting with your divine masculine energy and taking action and moving forward on your life path, on your true path that leads to your true place, where you are living in alignment with your life purpose as you truly are, connected to your true self. And how will the cells in your body completely reconfigure to be in alignment with that image that we just created, that reality that we just created? How will aches and pains from your body go by the wayside as all these trapped emotions of fear and guilt and shame and betrayal and sadness and heartbreak and fear have been released? How will your cells step into a sovereign state where they feel empowered and free to play big and to shine big? Anything out of alignment with your cells stepping into that sovereign state of freedom to be who you truly are and to play big and to take action based on what brings you joy and all that is in alignment with your life purpose, anything out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace with divine love, divine light, and gratitude for connecting with your heart, with your true self, and your true power. Breathe that in. Inviting frequency 8. Okay. Now I'm going to have you place yourself in a bubble, whether it's a circle, whether it's a heart shape, whether it's a pyramid shape, whatever you choose. You pick the color and you pick the shape. And we're going to thank you. We're going to thank your true self. We're going to thank your body wisdom for processing all of this in a paradigm of grace and ease and gentleness. We're going to offer this energetic recording of all that you just heard to your body every night while you sleep. And if your body is still processing, it will say, no thanks, not tonight. And maybe your body's like, I want to hear the whole entire thing. And maybe your body's like, I want to hear minute 17 to 19. Your body knows exactly what it needs. Simply say yes to receive that. And all out of alignment with that yes, landing fully and completely, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light. And yes, permission to heal in such an easy, effortless way in a paradigm of grace and ease. Of course, we can just ask and receive. Why not? Any beliefs around that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and gratitude. And now, you're going to notice that your magic carpet is coming up to you in the island of true place. And you're going to gather in all your energy. And this magic carpet ride will take you wherever you feel guided. If you want to go visit the pyramids in Egypt, that's great. If you want to go see the Eiffel Tower in Paris, that's great. If you want to go straight home to your bedroom or wherever you are choosing, you can do that. And so now you have arrived back in your home place, your starting place. And I want you to know that the island of true place is yours anytime you want to visit. If you want to meditate there, simply call upon your magic carpet ride and it will take you there. Just being in that frequency is healing, because things out of alignment with that fifth dimensional resonance will fall by the wayside and be transmuted automatically. But right now you're in a home, you're connecting with your energy, and you get to open up your eyes now. And you get to live your 3D and your 4D and all the other dimensions that you travel into in your normal everyday life. And I want you to notice how things are different. I want you to notice if any messages in your body start speaking to you, write them down. You can mention them in the Facebook group, and then I can address them on the live group calls. If any magic synchronicities show up, let me know. Make a post in the Facebook group. And also give yourself a pat on the back. And I'm going to give you all a positive action. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing I want you to do is give yourself a big hug. Literally squeeze your body and say, Tara, except for you're going to use your name. I love you so much. You're just awesome as you are. Okay, I want you to give yourself a pure, unconditional hug of pure love. And if that feels weird, try to go out of your comfort zone and do it. Because the truth is, we probably didn't get enough of this growing up. And our bodies and ourselves really deserve it. Now, if you're the type of person that loves to hear words or to receive a beautiful card with sweet words, write yourself a card that tells you how much you love yourself. If you are the type of person who loves to receive gifts and you feel love when you receive gifts, then go ahead and buy yourself a rose or buy yourself a great dinner or whatever treat truly makes you feel loved and special. Because in order for others to treat us this way, we need to first put ourselves number one on our list and treat ourselves with love and respect so that we are vibrating in that space. And when we vibrate and are resonant with that energy, then it will reflect back to us from other people. So notice the shifts in other people. Notice the shifts in life circumstances and experiences and situations. The more that we notice what's different, the more those shifts land strongly and firmly in ourselves. If you have any questions or concerns, send me a message in the Facebook group, tag me so that I see it with ease, and I will respond to you. Or ask me in the live group calls. Thank you so much for playing with me in the Island of True Place. This island is for real. What we create in our minds becomes real. So thank you so much for being part of this. And remember, lots will be processing in your body for days. So make sure you drink plenty of water. And if you feel tired, do your best to honor it and allow your body to sleep because it does take a lot of energy to make these shifts on a cellular level. So give your body all that it's asking for as much as possible. Thank you so much for playing with me. I'm so excited for you all. Can't wait to hear about the exciting shifts and successes that are taking place in your body and in your life. You rock, go play big, and I'll see you next time.